B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
So I talked to three kids to find out if they know the names of the reindeer.
Because isn't that how Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer starts, you know, Dasher and Dancer? And there's eight. Is that right?
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, there's Vixen, nine. Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blixen.
There's nine. Dasher, Dancer, Donner, Prancer,
okay, we can't get it. All right.
We can't. So how many of three kids do you think get it? Do you think the youngins get it?
Zero.
An
no.
Eight, a nine, and a six-year-old. You think zero.
Yeah. Can you name all the reindeer?
Rudolph, Vixen, Dasher, Dancer, Dasher, and I forgot the others.
Okay, so that's a big no on that one. What about Michonne, who's nine?
Can you name the reindeer?
Dancer, Cupid, Vixen, Dancer, Prancer, Donner.
What about the one with the red nose?
Rudolph.
Still a no. Missed but out six? On Dasher and Comet. Not mentioned there. Let's see if McKenna can do it. McKenna is 6 years old.
The youngest? Oh.
The youngest.
Can you name all the reindeer?
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blixen, and Rudolph.
Yeah. You forgot about Jerome.
He's not a real reindeer.
The six-year-old got it. And I learned something. You got to start with Dasher. If you don't start with Dasher, you out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you start somewhere in the middle of the list.
You have to sing the beginning of the song in your head over and over and over again to try and get it.
This is really important information. We must know.
It is important information because without all of these reindeer, Santa ain't going anywhere.
Yeah. That's right.
You know, so Santa gets all the glory, but these guys are really running the show, honestly. Do you have like a Christmas song that you know that you love, that your family loves? Mm-hmm. And now you've been listening to the holiday stuff. Somebody comes over to your house and they're like, what the heck song is this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
You guys have
100%.
One too, Karen?
100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems that the families will adopt a Christmas song. It tends to be like the most annoying one.
Right. But you said, Drex, off the air that you have one in your family that you listen to in the summertime.
Oh, yeah. We loved it so much. We started listening to it a year ago, almost around this time. We listened to it in the summer. And I'm proposing that this be our official Tad, Drex, and Kara family Christmas song. It's called Mi Burrito. Well, the young lady there is saying that she's taking her little donkey and she's going to Bethlehem to see the birth of Christ.
I never thought I would long for peanut butter jelly time, but I feel like that's what I'm doing right now.
You don't like my family's Christmas song and my contribution?
Well, let's hear what Kara's got first.
What about mine?
Hey, player, what you gonna get?
Why am I not surprised?
It's the Quad City DJs, What You Want for Christmas. I love this song because it's like a modern take on the 12 Days of Christmas with great gift ideas for both men and women. Plus, it's catchy and it's got a great beat.
So that's your
Can't
proposal for the Tad, Drex, and Kara family Christmas song? Is that rap song?
Mm.
I'll give it.
Something?
It's better than Mi Burrito. That's the leader in the clubhouse.
You think that's the leader in the clubhouse?
Yeah,
this is horrible because I went into this thinking, well, I'll play my pick. Nobody's ever going to pick it. Now I feel like I have a chance.
Okay.
I don't know about a lock.
Hey, jingity jing. It's Dominic the donkey. Jingity jing. The Italian Christmas donkey. La 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 la. La, 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 la,
hmm. Before you make your pick here, okay, in Italian communities,
yes,
this is the number one song, and it is a great catchy song. And in Rhode Island, when I was working there many moons ago, number one requested song of the season. So that must mean that there's something behind it. There's something to it.
If I can't have my Spanish little donkey, I don't think you get your Italian little donkey. I think we are with the Quad City DJs.
Does the Quad City DJs
Absolutely.
Win for Christmas? It's a Christmas miracle.
The official Tad, Drex, and Kara Christmas song.
I will not be listening to this in June. That's one thing I'm going to say. do those wedding vows mean nothing? I mean, do we not promise to have and to hold and to stay true to our pacts and promises to each other?
Okay, yes.
My wife, Jessica, and I agreed not to buy Christmas presents for each other. This is not the first time we've done it. The conversation went something like, what do you want for Christmas? Nothing. What do you want for Christmas? Nothing. Let's just not buy Christmas. We'll just focus on Sam. Sam being our six-year-old son.
But doesn't that mean when you ask, oh, what do you want for Christmas? Nothing. Doesn't that secretly mean
something?
If you get me something, I'm going to be happy. If you don't, I'm going to store that in the back of my mind when I need it.
My wife is pretty down to earth, or at least I think she is. Who knows now? I don't know anything. What's real? Up is down, left is right, the sun rises in the west. So a few weeks after we made this agreement, this pact, I mean, we've got so much other stuff to focus on. My son Sam whispers to me that he knows what she got me, but he can't tell me.
You can't tell me what she got me.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me how much she spent?
I don't even know how much.
What was your guess?
215, I guess.
215? That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So,
wow.
Assuming he's right, now she spent $215 on me.
Ooh.
And that could be a really good gift.
Yeah.
So you know
again,
what you got to do.
If he's right, I know what's going to happen Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a card. And
right.
Yeah. I will have bought her $215 worth of stuff.
Right.
So now I have to break the pact as well, obviously, right? And I'm terrible at picking out presents, especially for my wife. And I'm like, I mean, you remember her birthday. Sam helped me with her birthday. We ended up getting our batteries.
Yeah.
So I turned to the expert, Sam, to work out Christmas.
What should we get her?
I know the perfect idea.
What is it?
Moms always want to sleep and take a nap in peace.
Right?
Yeah, so maybe a whole present should be, she should nap in peace.
What else?
She has really, really wanted mom's room to be as cozy as my room, because mine is pretty cozy.
Do you think she wants all of your toys, though?
No.
But she would want flannel sheets.
Yeah.
Oh, we could get her some flannel sheets.
Yes.
And what else for her to relax?
Well, she does really like my teddy bear.
Should we get her a teddy bear?
Yes. A ginormous one.
Like the kind that you get at the state fair? Big old teddy bear.
Yeah.
Giving you the stuff you need so you can start your crazy day. Tad, Drex, and Kara's info to go is on B98.5.
Thanks for listening. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Going to be clear and cold this morning with sunshine and temps headed to 57, 63 tomorrow, and then 71 on Christmas Day.
Ooh-wee.
It's 35 now in Midtown. Hawks lost to the Magic 104-98. What's going on, Kara?
If you got somebody on your Christmas list that's still using one of those old 3G cell phones, you might want to look into getting them a new one. Now, mobile providers are going to be shutting down this 3G network shortly after the first of the year. So those old phones just aren't going to work anymore.
Are we talking about like flip phones or just early generation iPhones?
Could be flip phones. I don't know what's still working on 3G.
Okay.
My mom is still on a 3G phone right now. So I think I'm going to take my own advice and go get her one because she'll not know what to do if her phone goes out.
I think you just found a Christmas present for Cheryl.
So good. Now, this won't just affect the cell phones. If you've got any kind of tablet or gadget that uses that 3G, it's going to be pretty useless too. So you'll have some of these devices you'll be able to do an update, but not many of them. The cell phones, you're not going to be able to update those babies. Might as well just go get you a freshie. Now, we've got the holidays coming up, and if you indulge a little too much, you can actually call AAA to get your car towed for you. Now, it's an effort to keep drunk drivers off the road. AAA is going to be jumpstarting their Tow to Go program beginning tomorrow. People will be able to call 855-TOW-2-GO and get their car taken to a safe place within a 10-mile radius. This is just for the driver and their car. If you've got passengers in your vehicle, they're going to have to find some other ride. But the service is free, but they just they don't want people to treat them as a taxi. It is just a backup or emergency plan only.
I pay for AAA and called them yesterday because my car actually broke down as a paying member and they would only tow me 5 miles. So what you're telling me is that if I had just gone to a bar and gotten drunk after that, then I could have gotten further.
Well, it would have to have started tomorrow.
I'd still be still at the Bojangles in Lithia Springs.
You'd still be out of luck, but those Bojangles chicken biscuits are so good. You could at
you
least
get intoxicated
had
on
a
those.
Nice full belly,
yes.
Right? Now, I know we've all spent a lot of time online this year. Can you guess what the most popular website of 2021 was? I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
It was not Google.
Oh, you just took away my guess.
Oh, I did?
What is it?
TikTok. TikTok beat out Facebook, Google, even YouTube and Netflix in the case of web traffic over the year. They were seventh last year. So that just goes to show you how bored most of us were.
Yeah, TikTok, the website and app that brought us the Gorilla Glue Curl, the Crate Challenge, the latest one, my favorite, Call in a Bomb Threat to Your School Challenge.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I sound like my grandfather, don't I? Those young kids and their TikTok.
Oh, whippersnappers and that TikTok. Kids. It's the devil.
Show me that. I can't work with it. It's on 3G. What the heck?
Our pop culture princess is ready to play. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Mackenzie in Woodstock.
Hi.
Hi. Could you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Bye, Kara.
See you, Mackenzie. Good luck.
She's the Mrs. Claus of pop culture trivia. All right, let you know we're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. I'm going to ask you these five pop culture trivia questions while Kara stands outside the room. We'll bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she has to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. This poor lady lost out on winning an Audi on Wheel of Fortune due to some obscure rule where she paused too long giving her answer. Who's the host of Wheel of Fortune?
Pat Sajak.
Question number two. Rumor is Kim Kardashian only does group dates, so her ex-husband Kanye won't, quote, spiral. What animal does spiraled ham come from?
Pig.
Question number three. Spider-Man No Way Home is on pace to be the only movie to make $1 billion in 2021. Spider-Man becomes Spider-Man when who gets bitten by a spider?
Peter Parker.
Number four, Mariah Carey has reached the top of the charts for the third time in 3 years with what song?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Question number five, just announced season 3 of Atlanta will debut March 22nd. Creator Donald Glover got his start as a writer on what NBC Tina Fey comedy show?
Bob Burgers.
Oh, you came so close. We're going to bring Kara back in. These were very tough questions. I'm predicting at least a tie.
Oh.
You ready, Kara, for the same questions?
Gosh.
Kara's making this look at me like you did this to me.
I know. I hate it when you write the
You're
questions.
You're getting coal in your stocking. All right, same questions, Kara. This poor lady lost out on winning an Audi on Wheel of Fortune because there's an obscure rule where you can't pause too long when giving your answer.
Yeah.
Who's the host of that show?
Pat Sajak.
Pat Sajak is right. It's 1-1. Question two. Rumor is Kim Kardashian only does group dates, so her ex-husband Kanye won't spiral. What animal does spiraled ham come from?
A pig.
That's correct. Mackenzie got that right as well. It's 2-2. Question number three, Spider-Man No Way Home is on pace to become the only movie to take in $1 billion in 2021.
Whoa.
Spider-Man becomes Spider-Man when who gets bitten by a spider?
Peter Parker.
That is right, 3-3. Question four, you're going to love this one. Mariah Carey has reached the top of the charts for the third time in 3 years with what song?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Correct, it's 4-4. Question number five, just announced season 3 of the show Atlanta is going to debut March 22nd. Creator Donald Glover got his start as a writer on what NBC Tina Fey comedy show?
Parks and Rec?
No, That is incorrect. He was a writer on 30 Rock.
30 Rock.
Mackenzie also got it wrong. She said Bob's Burgers.
Oh.
You got a 4-4 tie. So, Mackenzie, okay. You are as smart as Kara.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
But just not smarter.
Great game, fair Mackenzie. Enough. Great game.
You don't get the ooh-ooh and you don't get the cash, but you do get Colby Calais tickets. Tickets for the show, Buckhead Theater, February 24th. They're on sale now, LiveNation.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
We play every weekday, 6:35 and 7:35. If you want to play, you can sign up. Just go to TadDrexandKara.com.
You need forgiveness. I'm sorry. Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Emma is on Forgive and Forget, and you are, well, congratulations, I guess, are in order. You are getting married. Have you gotten married yet?
I'm getting married. Thank you.
Married.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
What happened with your matron of honor, Madison?
It was something that happened at my bachelorette party last weekend.
Okay.
So we went to Savannah, which was really fun. Mm-hmm. And then when we got down there, my matron of honor, Madison, announced to us that she was pregnant and wouldn't be able to drink with us, but she wasn't going to be a stick and like boring about it. You know, like she was going to still go out and try and party with us. We were happy. Like, I'm very happy for her.
She waited to like announce that she's pregnant on the bachelorette party. Did you feel like that was kind of stealing your thunder a little bit?
I wasn't like that mad about it or anything. Like,
and you get
I'm
a designated driver out of the deal. So.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was actually okay to have like someone that was sober and, you know, in their right mind with us. Like,
all right. Yeah, but it's Savannah. It's a bachelorette party. Uh-huh. We know things go wrong.
Yeah.
We've all seen it.
So what happened? Yeah. Where did things go wrong?
At one point, like, I was pretty drunk and I was like, you know, how your mouth just, you know, opens and you just start talking to people. I was talking to one of my bridesmaids, and I thought that, like, since Madison was pregnant, she would, like, appreciate some help with her duties, like her maid of honor, like her matron of honor duties. So
right.
I asked another girl to join in and be, like, another maid of honor to help her.
Oh.
And I thought, you know, I thought that'd be helpful just because I know she's going to have, like, a lot on her plate coming up.
Something tells me you did not run this by Madison first.
Yep. No, definitely right. not. So, like, Madison, like, flipped out the next day and left early. And she went back to Atlanta and she hasn't been answering her phone. And I just really want help, like, reaching out for her and, like, to get her forgiveness. And I just feel so bad. And I want her to be part of my wedding. Like, I wasn't trying. I just want her to know I wasn't trying to push her away or anything like that.
Sit tight. We're going to try to get Madison on the phone and we'll talk to her a little bit. And we'll see if we can help you get forgiveness. Okay.
Great.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Emma got drunk at her bachelorette party and asked somebody else to be co-maid of honor because her matron of honor is pregnant. Her matron of honor left the bachelorette party and is not too happy, isn't returning calls, etc., etc. We need forgiveness for you, Emma, so sit tight. We're going to talk to Madison real quick.
Hello.
Hey, is this Madison?
This is she.
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara. We're at B98.5. How are you doing?
Good, I guess.
You are expecting a baby, is that correct?
Yeah, I am. I actually just found out I was pregnant like a week ago.
Well, we find out about these things right after the mom, usually. And tell us, you were at a bachelorette party. That's what we're really calling about this past weekend, is that correct?
I was. The timing wasn't great considering the news, but
no
I did.
Yeah, so being pregnant at a bachelorette party, I mean, that's got to be, Madison, why you split, why you left early.
How did you know that I left early?
We know things. We drink and we know things.
So, but you did bail. You're confirming you did bail, Madison.
I did, but it didn't have anything to do with me being pregnant.
What did it have to do with?
The bride was being so, so cheap.
Cheap.
Right before we left, she wrote, you know, buy the bride a drink on the back of her window with her Venmo name included.
I've seen that. Like these cars going to bachelorette parties and in the back window and like that car paint, it'll write like, it'll say like, buy the bride a drink for a bachelorette party and then her
Venmo name
is on there.
And the crazy thing, like people donate lots of money to these.
The first night we went out and I was like, all right, so, you know, Emma's going to pick up the tab because she's got all this Venmo money.
Right, yes.
And when the bill came, at three separate bars. Emma was literally nowhere to be seen. She like had this magical power to just float away right before the bill was placed at the table.
So what you're saying is it wasn't buy Emma a drink. It was buy Emma a photographer. Right?
Well, who knows? Who knows if anybody actually sent her money, though?
I don't know how much, but like, you know, I'm
let's go ahead and see if we can find out how much, because we have Emma on the phone with us here. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. Emma?
Hey, Mads. Hey, Emma. What is this? I just wanted to reach out and make sure everything is okay between us. I didn't think there needed to be, like, I don't know, like a spreadsheet and receipts that needed to be uploaded for, like, you know, to, like, reimburse people. And, like, I don't know, this was like a bachelorette party, so I feel like that's what you all signed up for. Like, you know, just go with the flow. Like,
so,
I don't know.
So, Emma, you wrote your Venmo name on the back of the car. You guys were driving to Savannah. Did you get money?
Yeah, I ended up getting some money.
How much money did you get?
It was like $1,800.
$1,800?
So you got $1,800 and stuck us all with the bill? Like, Emma, you've got to see how ridiculous that is. Weddings add up. Like, it's expensive. Like, you know?
So, Madison, this is called Forgive and Forget, this feature on our show, and Emma called because she wanted to clear things up and get your forgiveness. Does she have it?
As long as Emma sends everyone the $225. There are 8 women on this trip divided by 1,800. Well, each of
math.
Us should get $225, right? I don't know. That's my money. I don't know if I'm going to spend it like that, like split it up equal. Like, it was for the bride.
So you're keeping the majority of the money, Emma.
It's my money. If we had known that you were going to be getting that kind of money, we would have probably asked you to chip in a little bit because you were drinking the expensive stuff.
Okay, but I'm the bride. Like, I don't know what's going on here. Like, it's supposed to be a special trip.
Guys,
like,
next time, do the well drinks. And all the best to you guys working everything out.
Thanks, I guess.
Keeping you up to date with everything happening in this crazy world.
Hey, what happened?
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Nice day today. It's actually going to warm up to 55. And then for Christmas Day, by the time we get to Christmas Day, 71.
Whoa.
Tank that. Hawks, unfortunately, lost with a depleted squad last night. What's going on, Kara?
You know, the Grinch is really working overtime trying to steal Christmas, this time from some of the most disadvantaged families. Now, here we are just 2 days from the big day, and thieves have sledgehammered their way through a concrete wall at the Empty Stocking Funds warehouse in Atlanta. Oh. So yesterday, they posted the photo of the hole to their Facebook page and the bad news that the crooks had helped themselves to numerous bags of items that were supposed to go to families in need. So they are not giving up. They're asking for donations to try and quickly replace these items in time. I've got the info up on the Tad, Drex, and Kara Facebook page if you'd like to help.
There is a place for those people that
I
would
know.
Do such a thing, and it is not on the nice list.
It is
I'll
definitely not on the nice list. Speaking of that list, it might be time to gather the kids around Alexa for a fun little story time with Santa. They've got a brand new skill called Hey Santa, where you can hear old Saint Nick tell a story or sing a song. He'll even crack a couple of jokes with you.
Hello there. If you're wondering what all that commotion is, Mrs. Claus and I are hosting a Christmas cookie baking competition here at the North Pole.
He'll even tell you if you're on the naughty or nice list, which is kind of cool. All you have to do is tell the nice lady to enable Hey Santa. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to make your little things go off.
Right.
So that's why
Thank
I called
you.
Her the nice lady.
It's a sign of the times. We used to have to actually go and sit and urinate on Santa's lap. But now it's like a safe distance.
Wait a second. We'll just Hey Santa. Okay. Now, just in time to ruin our New Year's diets, Oreo just announced that they've got 2 new flavors that they're going to kick off 2022 with. Ultimate Chocolate, which will have a layer of white, dark, and milk chocolate cream cream on the inside.
What?
And then they're going to do a toffee crunch with a toffee cream with sugar crystals for some extra crunch. Now, these are going to hit shelves January 3rd, which is also right around the same time that those lovely Girl Scouts camp outside the grocery store.
Oh, Oreo, so, you evil people competing with those little girls.
I mean, and then both of them competing with our New Year's diets, which probably won't last till January 3rd anyways.
I have a hard enough time avoiding regular Oreos.
Right? Me too.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.